passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. When it comes to excuses as to why people disobey fishing laws, Bill Robinson has heard it all.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of them that say that I don't know. A lot of them tell you, I didn't know I had to have a fishing license. Fishing license law is one of the oldest license laws that we have. I mean, I didn't know. And in some cases, that might be true if it's a person from out of state that comes in, they're not familiar with the laws. But here again, particularly if they're out of state and they're coming to Texas to fish, they need to find out what the local laws are.
As the chief of fisheries enforcement at Texas Parks and Wildlife, he says the easiest way to learn about fishing regulations in the state is to simply pick up a free outdoor annual. Available wherever licenses are sold.
We have bag limits, size limit, how many you can possess, and what type of license is required. Because of the many different types of lakes and the many different types of fish, the areas of the state, whether you're in border waters or you're in a lake that borders between states, a person that knows that they're going to Lake Texoma, for instance, can get this guide and look up everything that pertains to Lake Texoma, and that way they know all the regulations. They'll know as much as the game warden does about what's legal and what's not legal on that particular body of water.
Now, to learn more about fishing laws, come to passporttotexas.org. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Joel Block.